Так, this is a recording on Belen Rios. That's B-E-L-E-N, Belen. B-E-L-E-N. Rios, R-I-O-S. Date of constation was 124-23, date of birth is 10-26-53. Please make a copy for island doctors. Next paragraph, chief complaint is obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph, history present illness. This is a 69-year-old female who has a history of snoring and previously diagnosed to have obstructive sleep apnea, has been prescribed an auto-PAP machine, which she has not used regularly. She underwent polysomnography with a home sleep test in September of 22 and was found to have a mild obstructive sleep apnea and an auto PAP with a pressure of 4 to 20 centimeter with heated humidification was recommended. The patient has been overweight and she has also a history for asthma for many years and has been on bronchodilators on an as-needed basis. She denied any leg swelling, denied chest pains, but has some reflux symptoms. Next paragraph. Other past history includes history for partial thyroidectomy for thyroid nodule and cholecystectomy. And she also has a history of depression and anxiety. Next paragraph, allergies, none listed. But she does have some allergy to cats and dogs and pollen. Next slide. Habits the patient smoked. One pack per day for 10 years and then quit. No significant alcohol use. She works at Publix in the produce department. Next paragraph, family history, father died of COPD, mother died of heart disease. Next paragraph, med list included clonazepam 0.5 milligrams daily, omeprazole 40 milligrams BID, rosuvastatin 40 milligrams HS, synthroid 75 micrograms daily, Brio 1 puff daily, escitalopram 10 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient has fatigue, has had weight gain. She denies fever, she chills, she has no cataracts or glaucoma. She has frequent sore throat. There's no urinary frequency or hematuria. She has asthmatic symptoms, wheezing and cough, and heartburn and abdominal pains. Also has constipation. She denies chest or jaw pain or arm pain, no palpitations or leg swelling. She has depression and anxiety and denies easy bruising. She has joint pains and muscle aches and denies seizures, headaches, or seizure headaches, but has some memory loss. And she has itchy skin. Next, physical exam, this moderately overweight elderly lady who is alert, no acute distress. There's no pallid cyanosis, ictus, superfluid edema. Blood pressure 138/70, pulse is 75, respirations 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 169, saturation 95. HGNT abnormal, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucous edema, throat was clear. Neck, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2. No murmur in S3 gallop. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities. No edema, no cap tenderness. Reflex in 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next, paragraph, impression number 1. Obstructive sleep apnea. And number 2 is history of asthma and allergic rhinitis. Number 3 is hypothyroidism. Number 4 is gastroesophageal reflux. And number 5 is depression and anxiety. Next paragraph plan. The patient will get a CT chest to evaluate her for any lung nodules. Also get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. She will continue with the auto-PAP at night with the full face mask. And compliance report will be reviewed in 2 months. CBC IgE level, total eosinophil count, will be done next month. And she will use Ventolin HFA, 2 puffs, TIDPRN. We'll follow up on her in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Island Doctors. This is Dr. D'Souza. Thank you.